Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, January 24th, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up 0.3% just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. U.S. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. The U.S. dollar is broadly stronger versus the majors. Brent and WTI futures are back near recent highs. Gold is up. Industrial metals are higher. Cryptocurrencies are down again, with Bitcoin around the $35,000 mark. Central banks in focus, with this week's FOMC meeting seen as likely to give the market the clearest indication yet on Fed thinking on the timing of rate hikes and balance sheet reductions. Notably, policy divergence between central banks seen as becoming more important. In APAC, more PBOC easing signals out of China provided support in the region as calls grow for authorities there to augment monetary support with enhanced fiscal measures. Geopolitical tensions also running high with multiple headlines and eyes on the situation in the Ukraine. Over the weekend, the U.S. government ordered families of embassy staff to leave the country, citing increasing risks. And in APAC, Taiwan reported the largest incursion by China's Air Force into its defense zone since October. On the macro data front, Japan flash manufacturing PMI hit a four-year high this month, but services activity contracted amid a recent COVID resurgence. Singapore inflation exceeded expectations in December. And in Europe, a raft of PMI data. Going into the data, the focus was on whether the manufacturing sector was also slowing, as services data was likely to be impacted by COVID. Keeping that in mind, manufacturing PMIs beat in France, Germany, and the Eurozone. France and the Eurozone services PMIs came in below consensus, while German data beat. On the U.S. macro calendar today, January flash manufacturing PMI and January flash services PMI. And in corporate news, people familiar with the matter tell the Wall Street Journal Peloton holder Blackwell's Capital intends to ask the company to fire its CEO and consider selling itself. Also from the Wall Street Journal, sources say a group led by Starboard-backed Acacia Research offered to buy Kohl's for $64 a share in cash. This as Bloomberg reports Sycamore Partners has also reached out to Kohl's about a takeover offer. Also, on the M&A front, the New York Post reports Wynn Resorts is seeking to sell its online sports betting business for $500 million, a significant discount from a $3 billion valuation floated in the last 12 months. And on the regulatory front, the Financial Times reports a number of German advertisers and publishers say Google is breaking EU law. Moving to earnings, on the earnings front, Halliburton posts their results before the open. Zions Bank Corporation and IBM report after the close. Asian equities finished mixed on Monday. Major indices finished off their lows with several ending higher. Japan was one of them, closing slightly higher after a weak opening. Mainland China closed modestly higher as well, but Hong Kong was weighed again by large cap IT, internet, and property names. Korea hit a 13-month low on more pressure in the tech sector, and Southeast Asia was also lower. The session was seen as taking its cue largely from the negative Wall Street session on Friday, with the focus really moving to central bank cues and this week's FOMC meeting. European indices have also opened lower on Monday. Concerns around inflation drive the debate about Fed rate hikes, with a potential backup in yields focusing attention on stretched valuations in high growth segments. And in corporate news in the region, on the activist front, Nelson Peltz's Trian Fund Management reportedly acquired a stake in Unilever. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Monday, January 24th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.